The first thing you notice when you enter the control room at Esplanade Studios is the mixing board. Thousands of dials, buttons, and gauges line a surface about the size of a canoe. And not surprisingly, this board has some history. The Trident TSM console, built in the 1970s, once resided at A&M Studios in Los Angeles and Prairie Sound Recording in the Bay Area, and was used to record artists like Barbra Streisand, The Police, Tom Waits, and the best-selling single of all time, We Are the World.
So this board has seen lots of great music, and you'll see again, hopefully more.
That's Misha Kashishvili, owner and chief engineer of Esplanade Studios. From 1921 until the Sunday before Hurricane Katrina, the Gothic Revival Church on Esplanade Avenue in the Treme was home to the Third Presbyterian congregation. Then the storm hit, flooding the building, shattering its windows, and scattering its congregation, forcing them to sell. The church then sat on the market for 5 years, vacant and decaying. Enter Misha, a native of the Republic of Georgia, who first came to America in 1994 as part of an exchange between Loyola University and the Georgian Conservatory.
Going to Loyola and meeting all these jazz cats and professors, and just, that was it. It was my dream place to be.
And so he stayed and began his career as a sound engineer for local musicians. Misha worked at Access Studios in Metairie, but was searching for a place of his own. Turns out the answer was hiding in plain sight.
I live literally one block away. Then when I saw the first place, I was overwhelmed. There was a water in the basement still, and floors were gone in by termites. There was just roof was gone. But I felt such a good vibe. As soon as I walked in, it just, building felt great. So that was a decisive factor for me.
So with the state's film tax credit program at his back, Misha bought the property and immediately got to work.
This is the second level.
He showed me around the new space.
This will be a Studio B, and actually tenants are moving tomorrow. The guy's name is Danny Markowitz. He's a composer, songwriter, producer. He's known for writing The Time of My Life from Dirty Dancing. He wrote that song. So Danny will be...
Studio C is a private studio for film and television composer Jay Weigel, who's fresh off creating music for Will Ferrell's recent The Campaign, as well as for Tyler Perry's Madea movies.
Esplanade Studios is the first studio complex in the state that I'm aware of that actually built something that's different than anybody else had. It actually filled a niche.
That's Jay.
It's a big enough space that you can actually do sort of the kind of recordings that are normally only done in major cities like Los Angeles. And I don't even know if you can do this in New York anymore, quite honestly. I'm not sure if they have a space anymore. So this is really remarkable that Misha pulled this together.
Studio A, the 3,400 square foot main recording room at the heart of the church's former sanctuary, is dominated by a massive pipe organ donated by Andrew Carnegie in the 1920s. It's one of just two the philanthropist gave to the city.
One is still on North Rampart Street, one of the churches. I don't know the condition of it, but so this is the sister organ that ended up somehow in this church. So now it's part of the Esplanade Studios. It's not functioning right now, but I'm working on it. One day I'll bring it back.
Still under construction is an additional 3,000 square foot downstairs space for special recording projects, including live or private concerts with the church's original pews for seating.
So, and that will be jazz bands and folk groups or something that's not like a big and loud, you know.
Local musicians stand to benefit from the increased opportunities offered by Esplanade. But it's the classical musicians, those most vulnerable in a city dominated by jazz and funk, who are really in luck.
It's important to keep those players here. They're phenomenal players, and they're from all around the country. And having for them the space that can guarantee them some work and just keep everything going, it's very, very important.
For Weigel, Esplanade's significance hits closer to home.
I mean, I'm fine. I can write and do my thing. But I have children, and I want them, if they're going to be in New Orleans and are interested, and I don't even know if they are, in the music industry, I want them to have something to do. And this, we're building something. It's very exciting.
The local film industry currently outsources most of its audio post-production work. It'll be interesting to see whether the new Esplanade Studios changes that. For WWNO, I'm Brian Friedman.